It's the Inside Hour with Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Len and Sherry had to travel to California today. They are going to be getting a permanent restraining order against Truot, and they invited Jenny Hatch, me, and Barbara Hartwell to fill in as their guest host tonight. Barbara, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Jenny.
Good evening. I have a radio show called The Jenny Hatch Show at Blogging Mothers Magazine, and through my online activism, I was able to become affiliated with Leonard and Sherry, and over the past year or two, we've become really good friends, and I consider it such a privilege and an honor to stand in as a guest host tonight. Barbara, why don't you share a little bit about what's on your heart tonight?
Well, I find it extremely distressing, this COINTELPRO operation that's been going on. And I have been dealing with this for many years, Jenny, as you know. It seems that more recently, specifically around 2007, that this group of FBI, CIA run COINTELPRO targeted Len Horowitz. And I believe it started, or one of the things that started it was that one of these so-called journalists, and there are a whole bunch of them out there, and they put his name on a forged Knights of Malta list and circulated it widely on the internet, which of course caused many people to then start attacking him, and also to... The purpose was obviously to discredit him and the work that he's doing.
Well, if you know anything about Leonard Horowitz, you know that he is all about love. And just recently he wrote an article called The Remedy, which he posted at truot.com, which is an expose website about Truot. And it's all about the remedy for everything, which is love. And this is one of the reasons why I appreciate Sherry and Leonard and all of the work they do, is that all of this comes from a place of love. And it's so interesting to juxtapose that position with these people who come from a place of racism and hate and division. These are the patterns that you and I have both observed as we have read their rantings on the internet, watched their videos. It all comes from a place of hate.
Yes, and bigotry. And another really important issue is misogyny. They are haters of women. You know, they're clearly haters of Jews. I mean, I think that's the most salient factor that comes out. They have this propaganda that they're spreading that, you know, everything that's wrong with the world is a huge Jewish conspiracy. And it's one thing to be against Zionism per se, but they take it much further than that. They will denigrate people merely from the genetic pool that they were born into, or the gender they were born into, or even the religion that they have chosen or come into. And they will just make sweeping statements against whole groups of people, meant to create division and hatred and bigotry, so that it really muddies the water, and it takes the focus off the individual and the idea and the principle of individual rights, unalienable rights, as bestowed by God. That's what I support. I know that's what you support, Jenny, and Len and Sherry, and anybody else that's a messenger of truth or a defender of liberty. That's what we promote and support, that principle.
I know that when I received some threatening emails from a certain man named Tim White, who also goes by Patrick Alexander, that one of the things he attacked me for was my religion. And he seemed to have a lot of trouble with the fact that I would take Leonard and Sherry's postings and just cut and paste them right onto my blog. I have a very high-traffic blog called the Natural Family Blog, which mostly caters to young mothers. But for some reason, these people did not want this information going out to my readers. And I really think you're right. They have a hate for women, and they do not want the young mothers of the world to embrace this information, which my message is all about family sovereignty, learning self-reliance, taking personal responsibility for the health of yourself and your family, and educating yourself about how you can become more self-reliant from the various infrastructures out there. And I think that's one of the reasons why they've targeted me. They do not want the young mothers of the world to get this information.
No, they don't, Jenny. And you have to remember that it's all about control and domination. I mean, that's what the totalitarian one-world government, the New World Order, is all about. It's all about dominating everyone and just trampling the God-given rights that we all have as a birthright. That's what it's about. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is about this COINTELPRO operation. Just to give a brief history and overview, it was begun officially in 1956 under J. Edgar Hoover. And of course, at that time, Ted Gunderson was and still is a what I would call a COINTELPRO kingpin. He worked directly under J. Edgar Hoover. He entered the FBI in 1951 and retired in 1979, so-called retired, in 1979. And this program was implemented in order to, it's a counterintelligence program. So it's a way that they have of monitoring, not only monitoring the activities of everyone, especially people that they would consider to be dissidents. They're not going to go along with the program. Any political activist that's for liberty, you know, that's who it was intended to target, Americans. You know, this is a domestic operation, basically. And anyone, civil rights activist, they do these operations, and they have certain forms that they operate in, and a lot of it involves very, very unlawful activities. You know, they engage in forgery, blackmail. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. They send anonymous letters. They spread disinformation, and it's all aimed at discrediting the people that they consider to be a threat. And I'd like to, if I could, my friend Gerald Sosby, who is an FBI whistleblower, has been heavily targeted by this COINTELPRO operation, and also by Ted Gunderson, as I have been targeted by Ted Gunderson. Let me just read you something that he wrote. It's very brief, and it's about the fact of him being targeted by these programs. I have documented for over a decade the tactics used by the FBI in their efforts to silence or neutralize me. Their efforts have failed because the truth of my reports are self-evident, especially as I produce abundant evidence of the harassment, libel, torture, threats, attempted murder against me. I have also suggested that all who do not challenge, at least verbally, the tyranny and murderous oppression of the current United States warlords, notably those in the FBI and CIA, are partly responsible by default for the continuing crimes against humanity that are ongoing under the surface, i.e. hidden by the popular media around the globe. And that's a very concise statement. This person has been under this terror campaign, absolute terror, for over a decade, as I have. And I know you've been targeted, Jenny, and so have Len and Sherry and many others.
Well, for me, I knew that I was effective in my message once I started being attacked on the Internet. And it came in the form of comments, trackbacks, and pings, which were mostly of a pornographic nature, which would come in and hit my blog posts like every 11 minutes, every 15 minutes, which tells me they were auto-generated posts, and they made commenting on my blog almost impossible. And so I wasn't able to engage in any sort of a conversation with my readers because of this harassment. And that's where it started. And then as I became more active, affiliated myself with Len and Sherry, the harassment escalated to the point where I was being poisoned, where I was being stalked. I still believe I'm being stalked, and I believe Tim White himself has been the one doing it lately. And then I received harassing emails threatening me if I didn't take certain articles that Sherry Kane had written off of my blog.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I can remember back, we're going back now to maybe 2001 or 2002. You know, I was threatened directly by Division 5 of the FBI out of Denver, actually, where you are. And these people are cowards. You know, they're not real men. If they're real men, they come directly to me and say, I have a problem. Let's talk mm-hmm. about it. But anyway, they sent a conduit, which was, you know, just one of their minions. He was a former, you know, Army Ranger Special Forces person that was once involved in the Operation Phoenix over in Vietnam. Anyway, they sent this guy to send me a message, and they basically what they said was, "You tell Barbara Hartwell to take down her website, or we're going to bring the roof down on her. We're going to ruin her. We're going to bring the roof down." So I told him, you can tell them, you know, I won't say what I actually said on the radio, but basically I said, tell them to go to hell. And they did nothing because it's all bluster. It's all threats. If you're not doing anything of an unlawful nature, basically what I was doing is I was encouraging people, including from the military and intelligence agencies, to defend the Constitution, to not take it anymore. To not be intimidated by these people, and so that's what they do. It's most of it is actually just threats, bluster, intimidation tactics. And if
well,
you just
I think
tell
with
them,
most with most people, that stuff works because they get scared
yes.
and they feel terrorized. And
but there's
I've
nothing to be afraid of. But you know what? There's nothing to be afraid of because in most cases, when they start threatening, they're not going to do anything. And if they're going to do something, they usually strike without notice. They just go do it, all right? So the main thing to understand is this is the fear-mongering that's part of the COINTELPRO. Now, you take a person like Tim White that you mentioned. You know, he's a terrorist, but he's also a coward, as they all are. They all are. Who but a coward would be, you know, stalking and harassing people, assaulting women with obscene emails and threats? You know, they're just cowards. And yes, it's very distressing. I've been harassed by Tim White for over 10 years. I had to change my phone number because of Tim White. He threatened my life. And basically, you know, even though it's outrageous, it's in a sense for me, it's laughable. It's laughable because this is the best they can do. They can send some buffoon like Tim White to harass people. And I don't know anybody that's afraid of him. You know, I've known people that felt intimidated or distressed. You know, certain people that he was stalking. And but for the most part, you weren't afraid of him. Sherry's not afraid of him.
I get my courage from my God, and he has kept me safe in the palm of his hand from the very beginning of this whole campaign. And I trust that there's nothing to be afraid of as long as I've got the Lord on my side. And I know Len and Sherry feel the same way. I do feel like I need to take a sec and mention the websites of Len and Sherry, just to plug their work. This show is sponsored by HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, and 528Records.com. And of course, you can read all of Sherry's wonderful reports at sherrycain.com. And my own blog is jennyhatch.com, or the Natural Family blog. And I'm also the editor-in-chief of Blogging Mothers Magazine. Barbara, would you take just a sec to tell everybody your website?
Yeah, it's called Barbara Hartwell versus CIA. And it's Barbara Hartwell, all one word, VS CIA, all one word, Barbara Hartwell VS CIA .blogspot.com. And if you just put it into a search engine, Hartwell versus CIA, you'll find the website. Thank you, Jenny.
Sure. And I just have to tell you that reading your blog and Gerald Sosby's blog too changed my life, because I didn't feel comfortable talking about the harassment, especially the chemical attacks, because I didn't have any proof of that outside of my own physical illness. And when I read the way that the two of you had been treated by the same group of people for the last 10 years, I felt such a sense of relief. Oh, thank you. This is what's been happening to me. These are probably the same people who've been sicked on me by whoever's pulling their strings, and this is how they operate.
Well, that's right.
I can't tell you the relief.
Well, that's right, Jenny. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I knew from the beginning when all this started, when I removed myself from the clutches of CIA in 1994, I knew that I would have to go public. You know, it took me a couple years to do that, but I did, and because there was no way that I was going to let it go. People need to know about this. They need to understand that this is a massive operation. I mean, the people that we're talking about are just a small part of it. However, when you look at FBI and Ted Gunderson, again, he's a kingpin, you know, and he is the ringleader. It's a racketeering operation. It's not just COINTELPRO, counterintelligence, but it's also a protection racket and a containment operation. And maybe I could just give a little bit of information about how that works. I mean, they know, for instance, a person like myself or Gerald Sosby or anybody that comes out of an intelligence service, law enforcement, and they know that person is going to go public, and the reason they left is because of the corruption and the crime that's going on. And so they know it's going to leak out. There's no way to stop that. Just like any crimes and corruption, it always leaks out. So they run a containment operation, which means it's part of a controlled opposition. They appoint people to go out there and say, "Hi, I'm so and so, and I'm a whistleblower for, you know, Ted Gunderson, for instance. I'm a whistleblower." And so then he collects people around him, or he draws people in who believe he's a hero, who believe that he's telling the truth, he's exposing the corruption. And then they try to put a spin, and they do put a spin. And if somebody refuses to go along with the program, like I did, when I see they're trying to spin my testimony, you know, you just say no, and that's when they start harassing you. But if you stay in with them, then it's the protection racket. We'll protect you, you know. We'll protect you as long as you go along with the program and become part of the controlled opposition.
But how can you tell the difference between a legitimate whistleblower and somebody who is just going along to get along?
It's very difficult. It's actually very difficult. And, I mean, if you have a background where you're trained to recognize things, you'd be able to see it. But for the average person, it would be very difficult to know. And you see, also with these people, they use tactics like sensationalism and fear-mongering, you know. And so they want to rile people up. You know, they want to generate fear, and so that you'll look at them as, oh, you're my savior, you're my hero, you have the answers for me. But they don't.
Well, and isn't it true, this whole crowd, They all have a number of aliases.
Yes.
It's probably a pretty mm-hmm. small group, but when they attack you, they make you feel like you're getting slammed with all these dozens of emails.
Exactly. Now, you take an example. Let's use Timothy Patrick White again, okay? He's like the perfect example. I can tell you like three or four. He's Timothy Patrick White, Tim White, Patrick Alexander, George Metesky, that was another one. And then on top of those aliases that he uses, he also uses numerous screen names, you know, just like Radar Runner, Da Nang Gunfighter. And it's ironic and it's idiotic, really, because Tim White never saw any combat in Vietnam. He was an airplane mechanic. He never saw any combat. So you see, they put up these macho, you know, screen, you know, like, I'm a big man. And meanwhile, he's a cross-dresser. You know, he's a transvestite. And this is just the caliber. It shows you the quality, lack of quality of person that they're going to use for these operations. They're amateurs. Most of them are just amateurs. They're not professionals. I mean, people like Ted Gunderson are professional and others, but Tim White, he's a criminal. You know, he made a deal with the feds so that he could stalk and harass and threaten people like you and me, or Len and Sherry, or Gerald Sosby. He has been harassing Gerald also. And the list goes on and on. So, I mean,
well, recently it looks like they've thrown him under the bus because they're trying to distance themselves from him. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, see, everybody eventually distances themselves from Tim White because he's a lunatic. You know, he just assaults people with obscene language. He stalks people and harasses people. And, you know, what usually happens is that even the rest of the stooges and minions, you know, people like Ken Adachi, I mean, he's another one. He's just a PR shill for Ted Gunderson. And Ken Adachi, again, is not his real name. And he's been at this for 10 years. And Ken Adachi now is always cursing out Tim White. But I know for a fact that much of the so-called information on Ken Adachi's website, which is educate yourself, which and I call it indoctrinate yourself. Guess who the source is for this so-called information about people like Barbara Hartwell? Tim White. I mean, they fabricate these bizarre stories, you know, accusing you of all these things. And of course, the major thing for me is that they're saying that I'm CIA, a CIA disinfo agent, a mind-controlled robot, and on it goes. But now Ken Adachi is supporting Tim White for years, even financially, by his own admission, and posting all his garbage about Barbara Hartwell and all kinds of other people. And now the stooges are fighting among themselves because evidently nobody, even his fellow stooges, can tolerate Tim White because he's just completely out of control. And now it seems this Truat has distanced himself from Tim White as well. This Alex Studer, who is another stooge who runs the Lab Virus website, and he's the barking dog for Truat, just like Tim White is the barking dog for John DeCamp and Ted Gunderson. It's they use these stooges and shills to promote themselves, and they're basically ignoramuses. They really don't know anything. They have no background. They have no training. They have no education. I mean, you can read their stuff, and you can see that they're uneducated. They don't know what they're talking about. And so they manage somehow, and we talked about this earlier, Jenny, somehow they manage to discredit entire topics because it's like a minefield. It's a minefield where things are always exploding and that nothing is made clear. So they expose themselves as being stooges and buffoons and idiots, and who's going to believe in the end? Who's going to believe anything?
Well, let's talk about a hypothetical situation. Let's say you were a parent of a child who was kidnapped, and you are starting to work with the authorities, trying to figure out what's happening to your child, and you go to someone who's a so-called expert in child trafficking, like Ted Gunderson, tell them your story and say, help me find my child. How would you feel as a parent to come to find out that he himself is covering for these types of operations, making it possible for the evildoers to continue with that, what they're doing without being held accountable for their crimes? How would that make you feel as a parent?
Well, I can tell you how it did make me feel. Not as a parent, because even though I am a parent, and I have three grandchildren, too, I know how I would feel. But I know how I did feel. Thank God I didn't have anything so horrible happen in my life. But I know how I did feel when I found out, because I used to be a friend of Ted Gunderson. I used to work with him for about 3 years. And I know how I did feel when I discovered the truth, that he was covering, not exposing. Yeah, he was exposing, but he was also covering. And that's quite often the case. I mean, a lot of the people that know so much about these trafficking operations or whatever it may be, why do they know? Because they were involved. And so it's almost like a double cover-up. They cover themselves by exposing other people. And meanwhile, people are being blackmailed and murdered. So I know how I did feel. I was absolutely heartbroken. And to this day, I still feel heartbroken.
There was one line you wrote in an article about this topic, and you said, "How many perps have you put in jail, Ted?" And it was such a beautiful line.
Well,
it's such a beautiful way to put it, because if you're the expert, if you're the one who's been doing the work, where are the people that you've prosecuted?
Well,
how come they're not behind bars?
Exactly, Jenny. And I can tell you that came from an open letter that I wrote to Ted. And he and I have gone back and forth over a period of years. There's a couple of open letters each from one of us to the other. And I basically said, well, Ted, let me ask you this question. How many child abusers, how many pedophiles are in a jail because of your efforts over all these years? How many Satanists are cooling their heels in a jail cell because of your efforts? And the answer is none. Nobody. He's never put anybody in jail. Nobody that I know of.
Yeah, but we know somebody who got a get-out-of-jail-free card,
yes.
And he's out there terrorizing people like us.
Tim White, exactly. And that's the whole point, is that when you really, you have to focus on the facts, okay? You have to get rid of the hyperbole and the sensationalism and all this, child sex trafficking, Satanism. Well, you have to look at the bottom line, the facts. And when you see that nobody has gone to jail, some people have gone to jail. Yeah, a few people have gone to jail. And some of the ones that have gone to jail don't belong there. And guess who put them there? Ted Gunderson. And people have been murdered. This is not something that I can produce evidence and to pin the blame on anyone. But I've seen enough to know that these people, this whole operation, they're not prosecuting criminals. They're not exposing. They're not exposing anything but themselves.
And then Sherry Cain comes along, and Leonard Horowitz, and they start writing and talking and lifting up the rug and seeing all that mess under the rug and going, "Hey, you know, we did need to do some cleaning here." And then they become the evildoers,
yes.
You know, and they become the ones who are being attacked. It's just galling. Anybody who has followed Leonard Horowitz's career, read his books, listened to his radio shows, every word out of the man's mouth is a word of love. You cannot tell me that he's anything like these people.
Well, no, he's not. And the thing is, you know, Jenny, I didn't really know Len. I mean, I met him once a long time ago, probably around 1998, I think, is the first time I met him at a conference in Florida. We were both speakers there. But I was aware of his work. I didn't follow it, really, but, you know, I was aware of who he was and everything. And I was actually shocked when I first saw my name appear in, and I didn't know Sherry at all, but I was shocked when I saw my name appear in one of their articles last year, and it was exposing this same cabal, the same group of people. And so, you know, at first I was a little bit, you know, sort of trepidatious, and I said, well, what's going on here, you know, because I didn't really know them. And then I saw, and I kept following, you know, what they were doing. And finally, I said, okay, you know, I know that Sherry wanted to contact me, and she had sent some things to me through another friend of mine, Janet Phelan. And finally I said, okay, you know, I'll give him a chance, because I didn't see any reason not to. You know, there's been so many people over the years that, you know, they come out of the woodwork and they're planted on you. But that this wasn't the case here. And when I got to know Sherry a little bit, I realized that she had seen exactly the same things that I had been seeing and knowing and being targeted for all those years. It was, she saw the truth, and I was very happy. I was very happy to have an ally, because basically I've been up against this mostly by myself, except for my friend Gerald Sosby, and a couple of other people that do support me. But most, as you know, you put my name into a search engine, and it's nothing but attacks and lies, outrageous lies from people like Ken Adachi, Tim White, and the whole group of them. I mean,
Barbara, I have to tell you, when I Google your name and I see that line from Shakespeare, "Methinks he doth protest too much," mm-hmm. comes to mind. Mm-hmm. It's the very protesting about you that makes me go, okay, what is up with these people?
Well, because to them, I'm public enemy number one. I mean, not that I am the you know, the most important person or anything, but to a group of people like this, I'm among people that they consider to be public enemy number one. And you know, they don't want the truth. And they will attack anyone who will not be a part of the controlled opposition, the containment operation, the protection racket. And I mean, these people are absolutely demonic. There's just no other word. They're satanic, and they're demonic. And the level of damage that they have done, not just to my life, but to many people that I know. It would be hard for somebody who hasn't been targeted for this to really understand, but they will destroy every aspect of your life that they can. They'll destroy the family relationships, financially, you know, they'll turn you into an outcast, a pariah, that nobody wants to have anything to do with, and it's all based on lies.
Well, we have a free market healthcare system in America, and it's called alternative healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the most beautiful portions of my life. And the very fact that they all wrap themselves around herbal healing, and I'm a naturopath, mm-hmm. and I'm a PhD, this mm-hmm. and that, mm-hmm. they discredit every single legitimate healer who is out there busting their butt to help heal people, help them recover from the intoxications from allopathic medicine, and move forward in freedom and health in their lives. And that's the side of this that absolutely galls me.
Well,
that when
sure,
you go out there and try and get some information about homeopathy mm-hmm. or chiropractic or anything alternative healing, you get this wall of disinformation and insanity lying in your face.
That's true, because a lot of these people are charlatans and scamsters. I mean, they're selling some products, and they're making money. Like Ken Adachi is a terrible snake oil salesman. He has all kinds of weird gizmos and gadgets that he sells off his website. I mean, who could, when you think about this, the absurdity, I mean, he promotes, for instance, this Don Nikoloff, who's another one, okay, another charlatan, and they're saying that there's this planet Balky and this General Jeremiah who made a phone call to Don Nikoloff from 26,000 miles beyond the Earth or something. I mean, it's just absurd and ludicrous. And they're promoting this as if this is, oh, this is real. And then who's going to, you know, it's complete absurdity. And then they're selling all these products.
It makes me angry because when the medical profession was done with me, and I mean, I had interfaced with allopathic doctors my whole life, I was literally left symbolically on the side of the road half dead.
Yeah.
Because I had been given so many psychiatric drugs. And I prayed so hard. I said, Father, I am either going to kill myself or I am going to get better, and you have to show me the way to get better. And he did. And it was all through natural healing, nutrition, vitamins, chiropractic, mm-hmm. homeopathic, massage, every field of alternative healing. I have investigated it, tried it, and had great success. And I think that's one of the main reasons they've targeted me as well, because I have this amazing healing story that I share in any way I can on the internet. And it's like, you got to shut her up. You just got to shut her up.
Well,
I had some female psychiatrist call me a dangerous anecdote because I was out there sharing my story.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, this is what God created for us, Jenny. Obviously, God created the herbs and the plants, and the natural healing is just that. It's natural. It comes from God, and you know, so you get these charlatans, and they claim to be, oh, they're dispensing medical advice. This Ken Adachi and this Truott, and you know, he even admitted, this Truott, that he doesn't have an accredited, quote, doctorate degree, okay? This was when Len said, what's this? He investigated and found that this American college doesn't issue accredited degrees. So, I mean, they're out there promoting themselves and dispensing what amounts to medical advice, and they're charlatans.
Well, I loathe them for what they're doing to the whole profession, because there is so much light and truth and freedom for individuals out there who want to wean from the medical infrastructures that have just been literally shoved down our throats. I was court ordered to eat psychiatric meds back in 1989. I had no choice, no sovereignty over my body and mind. And it was in that very courthouse when the judge said, you will take these drugs, that an activist was born. And I just said, you know, I'm going to fight this. And I took their dope for 14 months. But then I started to investigate and read. And from that day to this, I haven't taken one psychiatric pill. And I have had four more beautiful children and a happy life. You know, and how dare they step into my life?
Exactly.
And my
work, and
silence my voice and intimidate me and poison me and threaten me just because I'm trying to help other people find their own freedom and wellness.
Well, because it's all about control. You know, that's what the whole thing is all about. You know, you think about something like, quote, gun control. It's not about guns. It's about control. They think they can take away the unalienable rights that God gave us to defend ourselves, to be sovereign and live our own lives, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what these people are against. And yet they are poseurs because they're not genuine. You know, they come out and say, oh, we're defending liberty, all this stuff. But they're not defending liberty. They're part of the control matrix. You know, that's who they are. And so they're minions of Satan.
Well, he's all about control, and he was from the beginning, and he will be until he's defeated.
Well, yes. Okay, but maybe we could go into a few more of these people, these evildoers that are part of this COINTELPRO operation. Have you been harassed by anybody else aside from Tim White that you know of?
Not by name. They're just around the shadows of my life. I don't have names. I've seen a few of their faces, but I have never been emailed by anyone except Tim White, and I've never had a phone call. For me, it's been very elusive.
Jenny, why don't you tell the listeners about this latest stalking episode? I mean, I can't say that I know that it's Tim White because I don't, but you may believe that this is the same person. Why don't you talk about that? I think it's very important that you make this public because this is somebody that's following you around, stalking you, and apparently knows where you live.
Well, I don't go out very much. I've pretty much stopped going almost all places. I do try to go to church every Sunday, and I go to a few of my children's events. But over the last few years, I've stayed home a lot because I don't believe they'll attack me in my home because they don't want it to appear like they're targeting me. They want to get me out in a public place. And so I have become somewhat of a recluse. But I know they're watching me because whenever I do happen to get in my car and go anywhere, it's only a matter of time before I realize that somebody's there. And just the last 2 weeks, I've gone grocery shopping a couple of times, and I've seen this same man. And I've only seen a picture of Tim White on the internet with sunglasses on, so I don't really know what he looks like. But I was in Costco last week and noticed this man kind of following me around the store. He didn't have a grocery cart. He was just walking around. And when I came out to my car, I was unloading it with my boys and looked across, and he had parked his car right in front of mine, and he was standing by his trunk, and I was standing by my trunk. So we're probably like 15 feet away from each other, and he's just looking at me. He hadn't bought any groceries. He was just standing there in the parking lot looking at me. And I looked at him. I looked him right in the eye, and he became afraid. I could see it in his face. And then he got in his car, and he drove off.
But he made a statement, obviously. His statement was, "Here I am." He was obviously, you know, there because of you, following you.
Yeah, no, it was obvious he was there. And like I said, I've seen him around a couple of times when I was out grocery shopping. And one of the things I've done to protect myself is I have a totally random schedule. I will not really make any plans. I will just all of a sudden get up and go somewhere, not tell anyone I'm going anywhere. I will even do things like my husband works from home, so I will say to him, "Oh, I'm going to go shop at Walmart, and then I'll go shop somewhere else," or things like that. And I'm always listening to promptings from the Holy Spirit. And when I'm out, when I do go out and about, and again, I like to go out randomly when I don't have something planned. Quite often, I will feel prompted by the Spirit. It's time for you to leave. Time for you to go home now.
Yeah.
And I believe because I have been willing to listen to that prompting, that is what has kept me safe. Because it's happened about 1,000 times over the last few years. You need to leave now. You need to pack up the kids right now and go home. You need to listen. Jen, go. You need to go now. And that's what's kept me safe. They have managed to poison me a few times, but even the few times I've been poisoned, I've been, again, prompted by the Spirit to know how to help myself. And that's mostly come in the form of these really intense Epsom salt baths, followed by essential oils, followed by totally hydrating myself and resting, and that helps to move the poison out of my body.
Well, you know, Jenny, I've had the same experience, and I've had it ever since I was a child. I've had this. I just have been blessed in that one way. I mean, there's many ways in which I have not been blessed, okay? I haven't had a lot of support throughout my life. You know, it's just unfortunate. That's one way that I have not been blessed. But in terms of divine intervention, I have been blessed. And my life has been saved dozens of times from that exact thing happening. And I have seen angels. They're always there. So
I haven't seen any angels, but I sure have felt them. And I believe I'm alive today because I've been willing to listen and because I do trust implicitly my Heavenly Father and His protecting power. And I have absolute faith in Jesus Christ. And Barbara, I have no doubt that Heavenly Father has brought all of us together now to witness to each other, to comfort each other and help each other through this difficult time, and also seek to maybe get some justice. I don't know what form that will come in, and it may not come until the judgment day in the next life, but I believe that justice is to be had, and that the courage that you've shown in factually laying it all out on your blog, and then Sherry jumping on board, and all I did was just take Sherry's articles and publish them on my blog. That's it. I haven't really done any of the investigative work that she and you have done. I was just willing to put her stuff on my blog because it fit with everything else I was experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, that's all we've done is just publish it. And for that, we're worthy of the greatest scorn and rejection from these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so over the top. It's like, who do they think they are?
Well, you know, this you can see that ever since, I would say about a year ago, when Sherry started publishing these COINTELPRO articles, that's when I noticed it started to heat up more, because in her reports, she made connections with other people that I hadn't really looked at, because they weren't in my face, you know. And so I was just dealing with what I had, and I was focusing pretty tightly on just the psychological operations, both in general terms and also in specifics in terms of my own experiences and the experiences of Gerald Sosby and others, including Janet Phelan, who had been targeted. So when she brought in these other characters who I knew about, I knew who they were, but I had not, you know, really looked into them, the field widened tremendously, you know, and other connections were able to be made. And so it really opened things up, but it also heated things up, because then they started really attacking, just the most vicious attacks. And I'd like to get back to this racism thing. You know, another one of these provocateurs and shills is this Craig Oxley on the so-called unhived mind. I mean, these people claim to be these Christian, so-called Christian brothers. You know, they're Bible-believing Christian brothers. And, you know, they're filled with hate. I mean, there's no love. I don't see any love. And they're just very narrow in their perception of things. And again, you know, they have a category on this website, the Unhived Mind. I was horrified when I saw it. They have a category. Of course, the main focus is Catholic bashing. You know, bash the Catholics. But they have a forum. It's called The Lower Races. The Lower Races. Guess who it's about? Black people, of course. And all they do is they post this nonsense, and most of them use screen names. They don't have, hardly anybody uses their real name. I don't even know if this Craig Oxley is his real name, but that they post these things about, oh, look what they did now, and they did this, and they did that, the lower races. And it's just, it generates, you know, bigotry and hatred, and they never stop to think that what it should be about is defending individual rights. Everybody has individual rights. I don't care who you are, you know, and unless you violate the rights of another person, then, you know, you shouldn't have to lose those rights unless you yourself are a violator. So it has nothing to do with, oh, that's a person is a Jew, or that person is a lower race, that, you know. It's just unbelievable to me that they expect anybody to take them seriously, and yet it's all over the place. You see it everywhere. It's like the whole world is this big Jewish conspiracy, and this is what the cause of all the problems in the world.
Well, I see it too, and in the scriptures we're told that by their fruits we'll know
That's
who are
right.
the true followers of Christ. And anybody who wraps himself in Christianity or patriotism, who thinks that's some kind of so-called cover for their bigotry, has another thing coming. You know, if out of one side of your mouth you're saying, oh, I'm a Christian, and out of the other side of your mouth you're preaching something that's the complete opposite of what Jesus Christ taught, sorry, you don't have any credibility with me.
No, and they don't have any credibility. You know, and again, it just amazes me how anybody can take... you know, they attempt to divide and conquer by engendering this hatred and bigotry, and the people that they're attacking are the defenders of liberty and the messengers of truth, as I call them. And meanwhile, they're supporting and promoting this criminal cabal that is anything but godly. You know, they're godless people. And I'm not even talking about any kind of religion. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about just people that are ungodly. They completely lack any kind of humanity. They certainly lack love. You know.
Well, as I told you, my healing journey was a spiritual journey. It started with me on my knees. And as I said, Heavenly Father guided me to certain books and healers and friends and places where I could get the resources I needed to help myself be well. But along that journey, I encountered some of these books, articles, and once the internet really got revved up, and all the disinfo on the web. And I can tell you the difference for me between the two groups, the legitimate healers and the ones who are there to just obfuscate and confuse everybody. And for me, it's the Holy Spirit. When I come to something that is truthful, I will feel a feeling of light and peace and even a sense of energy running through my body that lets me know this is something that would be beneficial to you. And when I have encountered these people and their websites, it's all darkness. There's no light, and it is all confusion.
Well, that's right, Jenny. It's called discernment, you know. And I have it too. And you feel in your heart when you're reading something. You know, I've run across people that, let's say, for instance, as a writer or somebody that I'd never heard of before, and I'll start reading something, and in a rare case, I'll say, oh, God, that person has the truth. This is wonderful that this person has the truth. You know, and you can tell. And one of the things that I think is a signal when somebody is not truthful or not spirit-filled is a lack of consistency. I mean, if you take anybody that's legitimate and spirit-filled, you can read anything they've written, and it can go through a period of years, and they will always be consistent. They will repeatedly and consistently defend and support the same principles. It will not change. Whereas some of these disinformers that are out there, they're like a weather vane. They'll promote anything, and it's just a hodgepodge. There's no consistency, and that's a signal right there that something is wrong.
Well, it's about time for us to wind down the show, and one of the reasons I love the Inside Hour is because they always end the show with a prayer. And so I'd like to do that now. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Let me think for a moment. I think it's incumbent upon anybody to look into this, to consider what we've said, and to ask God for a love of the truth.
Well, and that is my prayer, and I'll finish with this prayer. Heavenly Father, I would pray that anyone who is listening to this show right now would take a few moments to pray and ponder about the things that we've been discussing and search for that spirit of discernment that we are all endowed with as human beings, to seek within themselves to know the truth. And the truth is what will set humanity free. And it is my prayer that anyone who is listening tonight will be touched with the spirit of truth and be able to carry that forward in their lives. And I do and say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister,
for working with me this evening, Jenny. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. Great conversation. And thank you, Len and Sherry, for having us on as guest hosts. I'm available to do it anytime. Love your work. Love you. And we will talk again.